Well, put quality over quantity is increasingly the message from the recycling industry in Australia as it grapples with China and now also India refusing to take our country's waste. Sustainability experts are urging Australians to only put pure plastic or paper materials in recycling and leave the rest for landfill. The drastic message comes as China and India have significantly reduced the amount of recyclable waste they take, leaving the recycling industry scrambling for new alternatives. Sarah White reports.
In a street in Sydney's inner city, bins are lining the street. One has a red lid on it, which means it's for general waste. But I'm looking inside right now and I can see all sorts of waste. There's plastic bottles, there's wine bottles, there's paper, styrofoam. Next to this red bin is a blue bin, and that says paper and cardboard. But it's overflowing. I can see there's rubbish that's actually fallen onto the ground, and that is not paper or cardboard. But the big problem at the moment, it doesn't seem to matter what bin you put your rubbish in, because if it's not going to get recycled, will it just end up in landfill?
Look, I think part of the reality is that with a shock to the system like we're seeing, there's always going to be some short-term pain, and that will include some products ending up in landfill.
That's Jenny Downs, who's a senior researcher at the University of Technology for Sustainable Futures. This shock to the system was when China drastically cut the amount of recyclable waste it would receive from Australia last year. Now the industry is feeling even more pain after India has just announced it's also banning plastic waste imports. Jenny Downs says Australians have always been good at recycling, but that what we recycle will have to change.
So a really basic message is, if you're not sure if something is recyclable, don't put it in just in case. So if there's, you know, paper and plastic in it, if it's metal and plastic, don't put it in the recycling bin. Try to stick to products that are quite pure in material. So, you know, our plastic water bottles, our laundry bottles, they're all just made of plastic. They're fine.
One high-profile Australian is putting his mind to work out ways Australia can better recycle. Mining magnate Andrew Forrest recently suggested a tax on polymers in plastic and that people should be paid for handing in plastic for recycling.
We've been sending it to China. We're now sending it to Thailand, to Vietnam, to Indonesia, exactly those countries who already cannot store their own plastic. I really think we've got about 5 years before we permanently poison our ocean.
This type of import is encouraging those in the waste management sector. Gail Sloan is the chief executive of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia.
You know, we've seen the initial wake-up call of China, and we did see a number of states invest and assist in industry. Probably Victoria was a standout with $35 million. We saw South Australia with $12 million, and that was immediate funding relief. But, you know, essentially since then, every government just kept hitting the snooze button, hoping it goes away and looking for overseas markets, when what they actually need to do is start acting. We need tangible action on the ground that's creating remanufacturing.
Vietnam and Malaysia have now said they'll restrict plastic imports by 2021, and Gail Sloan says it's only a matter of time when more countries follow suit.
What most countries are actually doing themselves is moving towards a circular economy. So they're saying that, as you know, as their own country, they're consuming enough material to recycle. So they're going to create their jobs in their nations. We need to do the same.
Gail Sloan, the Chief Executive of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia, and Sarah White reporting there.